Hi, I'm Bernie Howard.
And I'm Lauren Freeman.
And we're going to talk about some Chicago hot dogs. So, Lori, we went to a place that I didn't think was going to be a winner, but I definitely think it is a winner. We stopped by Wolf Road Hot Dogs. And Wolf Road Hot Dogs is located at 1215 South Wolf Road in Des Plaines. And that's at the intersection of Wolf Road and Algonquin Road. And it's a family-owned and operated business. And what did you think as we drove up?
Oh, I thought it had a really cute building. It was white. And I noticed right away that it had gigantic red umbrellas in the back with tables to sit in the warm weather. Ample parking. They had a drive-up window so you didn't have to get out. And I did notice, though, inside the restaurant, there was only counter seating, no tables and chairs. But I got to say, I was a little, I picked it. And even though it was my idea when we drove up, which was right at lunchtime, like a little after 12 today, there was one car in the drive-thru lane. There was not a lunch crowd. And that made me a little bit weary.
Yeah, me too.
But we were actually very pleasantly surprised.
Okay, so let's talk about the star of the show. They're served Vienna hot dogs with no casings, and even though there was no casing, it was a fresh hot dog. It wasn't a soggy hot dog that had been floating around for 3 years, and it was boiled. And
they advertised it as a Chicago dog with all the fixings on it.
Which is mustard, relish, onions, tomato, pickles, sport peppers, and celery salt. It was served in a bun, not a seeded bun, but a steamed bun. And tell them about the wolf on the wall.
On the side of the building, there was a mural painted of a werewolf. And it says, the werewolf has steamed your buns, or the werewolf
something
has steamed
like that.
Buns, or something. Right. It's cute.
Anyway, all right, so let's talk about the dog itself. If you just wanted a hot dog there, it's $4.40. That is really a good price for a hot dog.
But even a better price if you do the combo, which was just
$7.15.
A drink and fries. And I want to talk about those French fries.
Hold on. There was one other special we didn't hit, but I should have hit, though. For $9.85, you get the combo with two hot dogs.
Oh, okay.
That would have been better. I was hungry when we... I wasn't hungry, but it was good. It was very good today.
And I really liked those French fries. They were frozen, which isn't your favorite, but they were cooked absolutely perfectly. The oil, the length of time, the color, the crispiness. They were really good. I almost wanted to get another order.
And Laurie, you didn't even realize that for 80 cents, you could have had cheese.
Oh, well, you know, if it's not Merck's, I don't care.
I'm not sure if it was Merck's
or not.
I don't
think it would be Merck's.
I saw that on their menu. Anyway, they took cash or plastic, and that was kind of interesting also, because a lot of the hot dog stands, they just want cash. They'd take American Express, Apple Pay, G-Pay, and Samsung Pay. They'd probably take S&H green stamps if you had those. They'll take your money any way you can give it. I thought that was kind of easy to do business with them.
But the one thing I did notice, they had signs up that they were recently reopened, and they're only open Monday to Friday and only from 11 to 4. So they're not open at dinner time, and I didn't think they were open on Saturday or Sunday.
Well, according to Facebook, they don't have a website, okay? But according to Facebook, where it said website on Google, it goes to their Facebook page, and they say they're open Saturdays from 11 to 5 or something like that also now.
I got the impression from the sign that maybe they had been closed for whatever reason, and they're recently reopening and kind of gaining speed.
Yeah. They were serving Pepsi products, Diet Pepsi. They didn't have Mountain Dew, which I like, but I had a Mugs root beer, and that was very good. Good mixture. It tasted well. And bottled water. But what this other stuff they served was kind of interesting. They had Polish, they had burgers, and chicken, but then, being a really ethnic kind of Chicago hot dog stand, they were serving cod sandwiches, crab cakes, a po' boy with shrimp on it, and pork chops.
And I've never seen those items at a hot dog stand. Well, certainly not crab cakes.
On the south side, pork chops are, that's Maxwell Street.
And they had an egg and pepper sandwich, too, I saw.
Right, if you're into that. There was no special kids menu. How would you recommend it, Laurie? What about the cleanliness of the place?
Well, I have to be honest and say that we did not go inside. We went through the drive-thru and we ate in the car.
My car was really clean, though.
Yeah. The exterior of the building was very clean. The parking lot was clean. The signage was clean. So I'm going to just have to assume that it's a very clean place. I mean, I didn't go in and use the bathroom. But would I go back there? You betcha. I thought the product was a really good product, and it was very inexpensive.
Did we talk about the packaging? We didn't talk about the packaging this time. The packaging was amazing. It was a very thick plastic, like shell, like case.
Well, it was a sandwich, a clear sandwich package.
Oh, but very expensive packaging, very expensive. And unlike Superdog, the French fries didn't get soggy. The French fries were great, and they came out of that packaging.
Okay, you and your packaging from Superdog. Everyone loves that box, but
I hate it. It bothers me.
And I wish I had a nickel for every time you went there and hated their product. But anyhow, we're talking about Wolf hot dogs today.
No, we're talking about Wolf Road hot dogs.
Wolf Road hot dogs. And yes, I would definitely go back there, and I would definitely recommend it.
I would recommend it also. So on a scale of 1 to 10... I don't know. I'd probably give it, I'm going to give it a 9.5, 9.5.
What? I wonder, and I will also do the same, but I'm thinking, how does one get a 10 from us?
It has to be the hot dog. The French fries have to be orgasmic.
Well, they were today, as far as I was concerned.
They were good, but they were frozen. Frozen French fries are not
fresh. Yeah, but these were incredibly good.
I'm not going to argue with you about it. They were really good French fries.
Well, how about this? I'm going to give it a 9.5 too today.
Okay. Anyway, I will stop back there again.
Oh, we'll absolutely go back to this place.
That's one of the few places, I think, out of all, this is our 21st edition, 21st broadcast, and I think out of all the places we've gone to, I mean, there's maybe only three or four places where I want to go back to have a hot dog when I'm not doing a review of one. And so in this place, I would go back to. I definitely would. Anyway, so that wraps it up for this week. Next week, I don't know where we're going to be going, but we will be going somewhere. And that's all for Chicago Hot Dogs.